Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
And we are live. What's up, guys? What's the Fresh Air Podcast, man? Today, we're going to be talking about Ben Shapiro's critiques of our advice of what to do before you get married.
True or false?
Let's get into it.
Let's go.
We're back.
We are back.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, regular edition. It's been a while since we've done a Womanizer Wednesday, actually.
One-on-one, bro.
Yeah,
to bro, man.
We've been having guest guys. We've been traveling, you know, dropping episodes for you guys all over the place, man. We've had a lot of big shows recently. You know, as you guys know, we're in Vegas. We did Dan Bilzerian. We did Ryan Pineda.
We had Graham Stephan.
We did an interview with Graham Stephan. We did
Access Vegas
with Rolo and Michael Sartain. We had Robert Frank.
Speaking of travel, yeah. Tomorrow we go where?
Yes, tomorrow, guys, we're going to be in Houston, Texas, okay? We're going to go out there and collab with Max Tuning and Christian Guzman. That's going to be lit. We're going to be over there in Alpha Land shooting some content, so it's going to be a great time, man. We're going to do Max Tuning's podcast, Sour. I think it's called the Sour Podcast. And yeah, it's going to be great, man. And we'll go do an interview with him. And we'll also go ahead and talk with Christian Guzman as well, as you guys don't know. OG fitness YouTuber, owner of Alpha Elite, the brand, the clothing brand, good stuff. So yeah, man.
Always networking, man.
So we're going to be giving y'all some hot content very soon, man. We're really trying to push the envelope with like getting you guys like big guests, good interviews, giving you guys value, man. Like I'm telling y'all, man, I've been saying it forever and I'm going to say it again. We are the number one men's podcast in the fucking world. We're going to continue to be number one in the world. We're going to continue to prove to you guys why we're number one in the world. We're not going to just sit here like, oh, a million subscribers, let's go chill now. Like, nah, man. We want to keep giving you guys value, whether it's making money, being more attractive, talking about intersexual dynamics, giving you guys value. You know what I mean? Debating delusional girls on the podcast so that you guys can see that modern women pretty much are all the same regardless of their socioeconomic status or how they behave. They try to sit there and say, oh, no, I'm different and blah, blah, blah. Bro, they all think the fucking same, man. I hate to say it like
We've
that.
We've traveled... But... many places.
I'm telling you, bro.
They're pretty much all the same.
They yeah, it's maybe a nuances here or there. The difference between an educated girl is she might be able to debate her points a little bit better and articulate a little bit better. But in general, like a lot of girls have the same mindsets, man, when it comes to dating, relationships, their views on men, their views on equality, all this other shit, you know. And then there are some girls that agree with us a lot of the times too. It's just that they don't talk that much when they're on the podcast, so no one remembers them. But there's been plenty of times we brought girls on that are smart that just know, okay, no, they're actually speaking facts. I'm just gonna be quiet while the rest of you bimbos argue. So
but ultimately whatever. We do know that they can handle the truth, so that's universal. Just
that's
saying
facts. quick announcement, guys. So we already got 3,800 of you guys in here, so please like the video. We're live on Rumble, guys, right now as well. I don't know, Mo, if it's working, though. on your end. But yeah, rumble.com/freshfit, because I see the little red button. Well,
good to go. It's working.
So yeah, okay. Rumble.com/freshfit, guys. Check us out over there. So, you know, because if we get kicked off YouTube, you guys will know exactly where to find us. Also, check us out, freshfitlocals.com, guys. As you guys know, Fresh records behind the scenes content. Probably a lot of the stuff that we'll be doing out there in Houston, he'll have it as well on Locals. So check us out over there. Also, Megaphone, if you guys want to get the audio version of the podcast, just make sure you wear headphones so that you don't lose your job and or get fired. I haven't gotten any complaints from any of y'all getting called into HR recently. So you guys have been heeding that warning. Also, get the merch, freshfitpodcaststore.com. T-shirts, hoodies, etc. The hats are in stock, and I'm going to bring back the, for example, Ninja Watcher shirts, guys. We just need to get
find
the
PNG file. Yeah,
yeah, we got to find that goddamn PNG file.
So
it's somewhere
way back
buried
in, the day.
In Walt's email. So he's going to find it for y'all,
yeah.
And we'll go ahead and put them back up on there for you guys. But Chris the Bump shirt is live, and the new hat is live as well. FreshFitPodcastStore.com. And Chris is not here, you know, appealing, living up to his name, I guess, that he's a bump.
Hopefully
goes in the background of the show.
He gets better soon because he is sick.
He is sick. Yeah,
too much alcohol.
Yeah, he's been drinking too much. He's been drinking. And then also, guys, check out our other YouTube channels called Fresh Fit Clips. As y'all know, we post the best parts of the show on there, whether it's me debating delusional girls or special guests. We got a bunch of cool clips from when we did the interview with Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah.
He gave a lot of nuggets of wisdom.
And the shorts are going viral, man.
Yeah.
Shorts are going viral.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, facts. You guys are really enjoying the shorts.
Dude, I was all the way up north in Destin Beach. This old white guy was like, don't you do a podcast, man? I'm like, how you know me? Oh, my son watches you all the time. My wife hates you, though. I'm like, all right, brother. I appreciate it, man.
That's so usual, man. Like, yo, I love your shit, but my wife hates you.
He's like, where's the Indian guy? I'm like, Indian. Myron? What the fuck? It's not Indian, bro.
Not Indian, goddammit. No one ever gets it right, but that's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, guys, check us out over there on Fresh Fit Clips. Also, Fresh,
and guys, we're taking a trip to Houston tomorrow. So if you want to see all the vlogs there, go check it out on my channel, and it's going to be lit. So go check it out. All travel vlogs are there. And when we live here, obviously in Miami, we get lit here as well. Go check it out. Put your gun away. Let's go. And guys, we have Myron's channel as well. Fed it. 1811.
Yeah, guys, go check out my YouTube channel. It's called Fed 1811. As you guys know, I break down criminal cases over there. And, you got it? Yeah. Yo, Elmo, man. Come on, man. Get with it.
He was getting there.
Yeah, man. Fat finger. Oh, shit.
I didn't know. I don't know his soundboard. That's why. I was like, oh, what was it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's still El Chris.
Yeah, it's still El Chris.
Chris should be here.
Elmo, too, but it's fine. But Chris is a bum, so what else is new? Nigga don't even do his job.
Nigga said I'm showing up late today.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, guys, go check me out on Fed 1811, man. I'm going to be dropping Ed Gein tomorrow. You guys have been asking for that forever, a.k.a. the Plainfield Ghoul. He's the guy that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was based off of, you know, wearing skin and ornaments and everything else, weirdo.
Ugh.
Yeah, bro. That drops tomorrow. Then I'm going to do JonBenet Ramsey. That's going to drop on Sunday. I filmed both of them. They're ready to go for you guys. So when we're in Houston, you guys will still have content. Go subscribe to Fed It, man. And then the last video I did was a school shooter from Nashville, Audrey Hale. And I also did the Trump indictment as well. And I pretty much predicted it right, what they're going to hit Trump with. And, you know, he actually was arraigned, I think, a couple days ago in Manhattan. I think he's going to beat the charges. I actually give my predictions on how he'll be able to defend against the charges against him. What I'm more concerned with for you guys is the federal charges that are going to come. I predict that he'll probably be indicted this year for the classified information and the defense information that they had found at Mar-a-Lago. That's what I'm more concerned with. These New York charges are BS. He'll be able to beat those easily.
But I will say,
they're misdemeanors, bro. Like they made them felonies because they're angry, right? Like basically, like it's falsifying business records. So what they ended up doing was saying, like, oh yeah, you're falsifying these business records to evade a crime or to continue a crime. So that's why they're able to hit him with the felony. But those charges they hit him with are typically misdemeanors.
But W is for Trump, man. No mugshot.
Yep, no mugshot.
I don't know how you pulled that off.
Cuff, nothing.
But hey, man, no, that's legendary.
Hey, man, that's what we're talking about.
Yep.
You know, we like Trump on this side of the internet, so people can say whatever they want to say. And then, guys, get my book, Why Women Deserve Less. We're going to be talking about my book on this podcast, Misogyny. Actually. Because one thing that Ben Shapiro fails to realize is that your boy Myron is very well versed in this. This is my arena when it comes to dealing with females and intersexual dynamics, etc. And, you know, no offense to Ben, I do like his content, but he should have stayed over on the political side. He has no idea of what the sexual marketplace is now. And I'm going to actually debunk the things that he said with facts, not feelings. Okay. So anything else?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And ladies, I want to enter the show because some of y'all have been DMing me. Hit up our guy, Chris. Okay.
Yeah,
AKA Aaron C. Poxon on Instagram. If y'all want to come on the show, ladies, hit him up. we're not going to be the ones that will book you. All right. We're going to assume that you're trying to get some dick.
Yeah. They DM us. I'm like, go to Chris, man. Stay over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So, unless you try to slide in my DMs, don't fucking DM me, bro. Because I'm literally going to tell you, go message Eric Epoxy.
Yeah, literally.
I'll be like, are you trying to smash? No? Like, okay, go hit up Eric Epoxy.
Who's this? The producer? Yeah. Go over there.
Yeah, go over there, man. All right.
Cool.
All right, cool. So, guys, we'll hit some of these chats real quick, and then we'll get into the show. We got already 5,700 of y'all watching, man. So like the video, guys. Subscribe to the channel. I think we're live on Rumble right now also.
Yes, we are.
We are? You double-checked?
Let's go.
Okay. All right, Mo, can you pull up these things? All right, so we got here, Alvin Sam goes, question to Ben, what advantage does a 22-year-old man out of college have over an established 35-year-old man when women seek men for his maturity and financial stability? Oh, you're asking good questions there. Don't worry, we're going to answer that here in a second. Get your paper route, became a member. Welcome to the family. And then we got Daniel Carey Meehan, $5 fresh. I took your advice with using pics for motivation. I hung up pics of my mom who passed away to remind me of why I'm bettering myself each day. There we go, my friend.
Dude.
She's looking down on you.
Motivation, bro.
Don't disappoint her.
Yep.
Militant 13. Important background info for viewers. Shapiro was born to a wealthy family and has been married since 07-08. He has no idea what the sexual marketplace is for young working class males in 2023. Don't worry. We will address that as well. Vigoronomy by Rod Eric goes, it's simple, like and sub and fresh, like and sub to Fresh and Fit. New vlog every day. Thanks to Fresh, CEO Network, FNF Dallas, Griot's Vision. We up.
Shout out to you,
Rod. And then we got Shaquille Oatmeal goes, yo, with the names, bro. Shout out to the new FNF Reddit. If you know, you know. Oh, there's a new one?
Oh, shit.
Okay. Put that link in the fucking description and have people or in the chat so people can go find it.
You might get that shit banned.
Yeah, the facts. You Myron DeLabra? Yes, bro. DeLabra is in the house. Them boys.
Ka-ching. We're watching.
We're watching. Okay, bro. I appreciate that. Husan Tamirov, super sticker. Appreciate that. Demon Taimo, $10 goes. Myron and Fresh, make sure you check your pockets for your wallet after talking about them boys. Myron, just say... you just say the word, a Big Mo will deliver a big Haitian pancake off the top rope incoming. Okay, appreciate that.
Still got
my friend.
It, bro. Still got it.
Them boys again says, by the way, is there a cheaper super chat?
Wow, stop that, man. Dude.
Hey, man, we're keeping this podcast professional. All right?
Yo.
Y'all got to fucking chill out with this shit.
All yo. Right? That's not cool, man. That's not cool. That's not cool, bro.
Alpha Kenny Body, while you watch. Okay.
Look at that nigga's chin. What the heck?
What the fuck is going on, bro?
Okay, we got Crease.
And then the last one's here. And then, guys, from this point forward, because there's already over 6,000 y'all in here, we're going to go 20 and up from this point forward.
Yeah.
I'll read these that came through because you guys are donating, and obviously we appreciate that greatly.
For
every
real,
single
we do.
Dollar, as y'all know, we invest right back into the podcast.
Yeah.
Whether it's to travel. Go see new guests,
new equipment,
et cetera, new equipment. So, yeah, actually upgraded a bunch of our mobile stuff. So I know some of y'all were hitting us up after the Dan show saying, yo, sound, blah, blah, blah. So made some upgrades. Okay. Chase goes, is it too much to ask for a President Myron Gaines? Bro, it'd be great, but I would never be able to run for office because they would get all those clips of me saying women deserve less and I would immediately lose half the vote. Discipline of Wudan goes, been following you men for a long while now. Put all the teachings of you guys, Andrew Tate and Jay Waller into practice and my life has changed drastically for the better. Thank you and God bless. Big love and support always. I appreciate it.
Top G is free.
Yeah, yes.
He's home.
And yo, guys, I spoke with Tristan. At this point, I've talked to Andrew almost every day. They're doing well, guys. They're in good spirits. And you guys will hear from them soon. Okay?
I've been sending Andrew new Jamaican dancehall songs. He's been loving it. He's been loving it, man.
Yeah, man. So they're doing well, guys.
Top G.
They're doing well. So that's really what matters. I'm just happy that they're home.
Yeah.
Umbasa, shout out to Fresh and Fit. Been a long time supporter. Myron, I'll grab your cheeks.
Okay.
Oh, y'all be on some weirdo shit.
Gay.
Mateo, hey Myron, I just finished watching Sneeko on Ryan Dawson Pod. What are your thoughts? I didn't finish watching it, but Ryan Dawson is very good.
He's based.
That's all I'm gonna say for now.
Very based.
MoneyNet goes, what kind of tax forms does YouTube give you guys?
TMI.
Yeah.
Maxwell.
Okay. Maxwell. First time catching you guys live. Big fan and happy to be here. Okay.
Shout out to you, bro.
Kango Kid. What's up, fellas? I'd like to apologize for the previous messages. Thanks for holding me accountable. I don't remember your past previous
What'd
messages,
you say, bro?
Man. Okay. Y'all do everything. Appreciate y'all. Yes, we do, man. We got y'all, man. We literally try to bring you guys every type of content,
aspect
bro.
Of life, bro. As
Seriously,
a man.
Man.
Literally, bro.
That's why, like, these reaction channels talking shit, bro.
They can't compete, bro.
They can't compete, bro. Like, literally, like, they're not even on the same level, man.
They're
like,
main agency and values talking shit. That's
what they do.
That's it.
They just talk shit. Like, here, I'm not even going to talk shit about Ben Shapiro. I'm going to give y'all the facts of what it really is. Like, because here's the thing. I like Ben. I really do. I agree with a lot of his political views, I don't agree with everything, but I agree with a lot of his political views. I think he has a very, he's a very smart guy, very intelligent. He went to Harvard Law School, very sharp, very well-spoken, great debater. But in this regard, when it comes to intersexual dynamics and men dealing with women in 2023, this is not his
arena.
Incorrect.
Yeah, this
he's
is not his arena. Yeah,
you know, and I'm going to show you guys why here in a second. Camp two times, your title mentioned marriage, so I thought I'd share this verse. Go ahead,
Leviticus 21:7. They shall not take a wife that is a whore or profane, neither shall they take a woman put away for her husband, for he is holy unto his God. That's Old Testament, but yeah, I mean, nowadays, that's everywhere, bro. We have here, who's next, Mo? Mikey Cruz.
I got married when I was 23. I'm currently 25, married with three sons. I didn't become RP aware until a year after I was married because I listened to TradCon advice. I now find very hard to find the time to work on myself. Yeah, bro.
It's tough, bro, because, dude, imagine being raised in a Christian family. That's all you know. Yeah. Go to school, get married, have kids. But you're like, damn, I didn't wait to see if she's a good girl for me, if she's really here for me or for the money. You don't really know. So it's tough, man.
It is tough, man.
Yeah.
All right, Mo, we're caught up pretty much?
Yes.
All right, cool. So, guys, so let's get into today's topic, guys. So, so as you guys know, a video dropped. Actually, this came to my attention. Let's go back in time a little bit. Right? So my little brother sent me a video. And it was Ben Shapiro. And I was like, oh, awesome. What's this? So I opened up the video and I see that he's reacting to a clip from our interview or a podcast that we did with Valuetainment Money, right? Yeah. Adam Saucecast podcast, right? Saucenik's podcast.
Yeah.
AKA Saucecast. And in that podcast, I had talked about the five things that you need in place before you become married. And those five things, just to refresh your guys' memory, is make $100,000 a year, have 6 months to 1 year of savings, right? Cash liquid. Be 35 years old, be in shape, have been in the gym for a while, and have sex with 50 women.
50.
And obviously that last part, whoa, everyone and their mom is going crazy, right? About me saying that you need to have sex with 50 women. But there's a reason for that, guys. And I'm going to go into that here in a little bit. But Ben Shapiro ended up criticizing the video and didn't agree with my advice. Okay. So first and foremost, let's go ahead and introduce you guys to who Ben Shapiro is. If you guys don't know who he is, you've been living under a rock. So Benjamin Aaron Shapiro, born January 15, 1984. So he's about 39 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. He's an American attorney, businessman, columnist, author, conservative political commentator, and media personality. At age 17, he became the youngest nationally syndicated columnist in the United States. Shapiro writes columns for Creators Syndicate, Newsweek, and AMI Magazine, and serves as editor emeritus for The Daily Wire, which he founded. Shapiro is the host of The Ben Shapiro Show, a daily political podcast and live radio show. He was editor-at-large of Breitbart News between 2012 and 2016. Shapiro has written 11 books, which he actually wrote a book about debating, which is pretty good as well. So that's who he is in a nutshell, guys, okay? A very famous political commentator. He actually got a roast of fame for pretty much dunking on college kids when he goes and does speeches, because it always happens. It never fails. He'll go to university. He'll give a speech. There'll be some liberal heckler. Oh, well, I don't agree with this and that, and you're a bigot. And then he'll basically just destroy them with facts. And it's awesome. Yeah, he just literally destroys them. Because the problem with these libtards is they don't operate in reality. They don't operate on facts. They operate on feelings a lot of the times. So he just dunks on these fucking guys, and it's awesome. So that's how he became really popular on YouTube, right? And you can see Matt Walsh does something very similar, also at the Daily Wire. If I'm not mistaken, I think Matt Walsh is a part of Daily Wire, you know, where he's talking about, you know, there's two genders, you know, what is a woman? So these guys do a good job of being able to, you know, preserve and promote conservative values to an increasingly woke agenda, which, you know, you guys already know what happens when you go woke. So anyway, so that's who he is in a nutshell, okay, guys, from a bird's eye view, right? So let's go ahead and go into the video he made, right? So I got this TikTok from my little brother, like I told y'all before, and in it he criticized us. So let's go ahead and play this video.
I say all the time, in today's day and age, you shouldn't be getting married until you're at least 35.
That was my next question for you. As a man, what age should you consider getting married?
So I have, this is my thing that I tell guys. I think 35 years old, had slept with at least 50 women, 100K per year, you're in shape. And you got 6 months to 1 year of savings.
All right, done. I got to get married. I've done all that. That's easy.
Here's the Republic right there. So that is a recipe for a terrible marriage, by the way, guys. Waiting until you're 35 and have slept with 50 women, that is a terrible recipe for marriage by every available data point. It turns out that you are much better in terms of getting married if you get married younger if you do not have a wide variety of sexual partners. All the stuff about, you know, being in shape and having money and all the rest, like, you should try to do that, generally speaking. But this notion that you wait until you're 35, you've already made a bevy of mistakes that have shaped your character and made you much more rigid as a person, and that you should have had a basis of comparison in terms of sex of dozens and dozens and dozens of women. No, the data do not support this, and it's stupid.
All right.
Wow.
So, you know, obviously he's saying that the data doesn't support it, blah, 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 which actually it does, Ben. And I'm going to talk about the data here in a bit. But so you guys are probably wondering, well, yo, why is he so strong on getting married young, you know, having this traditionally conservative outlook on dating, et cetera. So let's go back to that Wikipedia page real fast, guys.
Could be his background.
Yeah, I think his background has a lot to play with it, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with his background. I wish every person was able to enjoy the background that Ben actually was able to
have.
That
would be amazing.
Let's go ahead and pull it up real quick, Mo. So early life and education, right? Shapiro was born in Los Angeles, California, to a conservative Jewish family of Russian Jewish and Lithuanian Jewish ancestry. When he was 9 years old, his family transitioned to Orthodox Judaism. He started playing violin at a young age and performed at the Israel Bonds Banquet in 1996 at 12 years of age. His parents both worked in Hollywood. His mother was an executive of a TV company, and his father, David Shapiro, worked as a composer. Okay. Skipping two grades, third and ninth, Shapiro went from Walter Reed Middle School in the Valley to Yeshiva University High School of Los Angeles in Westside, Los Angeles, where he graduated in 2000, age 16. He graduated from the University of California, Los Angeles in 2004, summa cum laude, and Phi Beta Kappa at age 20 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science, and then from Harvard Law School in 2007 as a cum laude. Okay, so obviously some very impressive accolades there that he's achieved. And then he went on to work at the law offices of Goodwin Procter. As of March 2012, he ran an independent consultancy firm, Benjamin Shapiro Legal Consulting, in Los Angeles. And then right around that time is actually when he started, you know, the dunking on these college students, et cetera, and then just became a huge social media personality, right? Mm-hmm. So here's a problem, right, guys? As you guys can see from his background, grew up in a, you know, fairly well-off family, okay, successful family, two-parent household, fantastic, right? And he had religion in his family as well, instilled in his family. And I've always said, when you come from a stable background, you have religion, you tend to have more positive worldviews, and it's better for creating relationships conducive to stable marriages, right? But you guys got to keep in mind, right, that not everyone gets this privileged background, so to speak.
And also their environment as well. Not to bring up that point, but for example, he married early, 07, 08, right?
Married at 24 years old.
And I'm just saying, most of that, I want to say culture and that type of like dynamic, you get arranged marriages all the time. So it's pretty much like, okay, cool. Here's my son, Ben. Here's your daughter, Sally. They'd be a good fit. And the families are vetted. They're successful. They're both in a good environment. Yep. So it just breeds an arranged marriage, so to speak.
So I don't know if his marriage was arranged.
It might not be, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah. But the point I'm trying to make here is that the background that Ben enjoyed is what most men are never going to get to enjoy.
Yeah,
right.
Sadly,
a two parent household, strong religious values, right, and then finding another family that has a daughter that also has strong religious values, right. And he got married at 24 years old. Let's be honest, man. 2023 nowadays with inflation, the cost of living, you can't live on one income. And being 24 years old and marrying someone and being able to take care of her and a family in today's day and age, not viable for most guys.
I mean, if you're in the audience, think about all your friends. Who's like that, you know? I know one person, maybe, and they're divorced now. So it's like, bro, that's hard to find. Just saying.
So, and here's the other thing, too, about marriage, right? So let me give you guys some numbers. And this comes straight from my book, Why Women Deserve Less, by the way, which all this stuff is backed up with numbers, right? I put a lot of studies in this book. Right. So I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the cold, hard facts on marriage nowadays with some of these statistics and numbers. OK, uh-oh. Because what Ben doesn't understand is that marriage, right, is not in a man's interest anymore. OK, so marriage is an all time low of 5.1 marriages per 1,000 people, half the long term average going back to 1900. Those who do marry face the same 45% divorce rate that American marriages have suffered in the past. 70 to 80% of divorces are initiated by women, jumping to 90% if the woman is college educated. And what marriages remain intact only stand a 28.5 chance of being happy ones. Cohabitation is no better, with half of them ending just as marriages do. Family formation is down from 3.6 births per woman in 1960 to 1.64 births per woman in 2020. Okay, and that includes immigrant families who traditionally have more families. Premarital activities such as courtship, dating, and sex are down as well. Your average millennial only gets 1.43 dates per year, compared to 9.3 and 4.7 for Gen Xers and Boomers, respectively. And this says nothing for the younger Gen Z siblings, okay? Women flake on dates about 56% of the time, all right? Data from Tinder Insights show only about 8.6% of people message each other on the dating apps, resulting in actual dates. So that's pretty much a 91.4% flake rate on dating apps, right? And then the percentage of young women who haven't had sex in the past year has increased by 50%, going from 12% of the population to 18%, while the percentage of men not having sex, okay? Yeah, I got the numbers, man, right? Not having sex in the past has almost doubled, going from 15% of the population to about 28 to 30%. And then male virginity has also tripled, going from 11% of the young male population to 27, okay? So, and on top of that, guys, right?
He didn't come for three or four inflation.
Yes. And here's the other thing, I have a whole chapter, guys, on how women don't like men that much anymore, okay? Well, sorry, excuse me. Most women don't like most men, okay? And if you guys don't believe me, when polled, Gen Z, all right, this is people born between 1995 to 2012, all right, women rank men seventh place behind travel, career, education, experiences, and starting a family. So men are at almost the bottom of the totem pole, all right, when it comes to marriage. And then millennial women, right, women in my age range, they're born 1981 to 1996, who aren't even hot anymore like that, okay, still rank finding a man at fourth place behind careers and education.
And God forbid, you make less money than them, you're screwed, bro.
So why do I say all this, okay? And this, and we haven't even talked about how alimony, 90% of it is paid from men to women. We haven't even talked about how women in general initiate most of the divorces. Why I mentioned that before. But women don't like men that much, guys. The dating landscape in general has changed significantly thanks to the internet, social media, dating apps, the amount of options that women have nowadays. So the thing is that what Ben is saying, get married young, have a family, all that other stuff, it sounds good in theory, right? In an imagination world.
Back in the day.
Right? Maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago. But nowadays, that's a big...
Nope.
It's going to lead to a... Because what Ben doesn't realize is that women are 1,000% incentivized to not make it work with their guy. They actually benefit from breaking up with you, especially within the confinements of marriage. Now, where does that leave us? We've established that women don't like men that much. Marriage is a very risky proposal for men, right? Because men take all the risk. Women get all the benefits, right? You can't tell me a benefit that a man receives from marriage that he can't get in a regular relationship, right? Tax benefits, is that really? No, because when you actually look at what you're risking, it's not worth it.
Minuscule.
It's minuscule.
Yeah.
So I tell guys, yo, you have to have these things in place so that, number one, you're more attractive mate in the first place, so it lowers your chances of being divorced. And on top of that, when you've had sex with 50 women, it allows you to be a good assessor of female character. Now, let's run that clip one more time.
Here we go. And guys, Rumble's down.
I say all the time,
we gotta run it back day and later. Age, you
shouldn't be- Elmo. Just kill the Rumble stream there, Mo.
That was my next question.
All right, so let's play this clip back.
Cool.
All right, and then enlarge it.
I say all the time, in today's day and age, you shouldn't be getting married until you're at least 35.
That was my next question for you. As a man, what age should you consider getting married?
So I have, this is my thing that I tell guys. I think 35 years old, had slept with at least 50 women, 100K per year, you're in shape. And you got 6 months to 1 year of savings.
All right, done. I got to get married. I've done all that. That's easy.
Here's the Republic right there. So that is a recipe for a terrible marriage, by the way, guys. Waiting until you're 35 and have slept with 50 women, that is a terrible recipe for marriage by every available data point. It turns out that you are much better in terms of getting married if you get married younger, if you do not have a wide variety of sexual partners.
Yeah. For women, not for men. Okay, and that's a very important distinction. Women lose their ability to be in happy long-term relationships and marriages as they have more sexual partners. Men do not. Okay, let's keep rolling the clip, and I'll show you guys the proof of that here in a second.
If you do not have a wide variety of sexual partners, all the stuff about, you know, being in shape and having money and all the rest, like, you should try to do that, generally speaking. But this notion that you wait until you're 35, you've already made a bevy of mistakes that have shaped your character and made you much more rigid as a person.
It's actually better to make those mistakes without the confinements of marriage. So you know, okay, I don't match and I'm not compatible with this type of girl. Okay. It makes you a better assessor of character, because when you have an abundance mindset and you've been around women, you understand what works, what doesn't work. And again, remember, guys, I want to make this painfully clear for everybody, all almost 10,000 of you guys watching. Men take all the risk when it comes to marriage.
Yep.
Period. Okay. You're the one that's putting your money on the line. You're the one putting the ability to see your children on the fucking line. You're the one that's going to have to go to divorce court and take the L most of the time and pay the alimony. So the reason why I'm saying you need to have a good idea of female nature and have had sex with multiple girls is because guess what? When you have sex with a girl, the game is over. You get to figure out who the fuck she really is for the most part. And it allows you to understand, okay, this is what women like. This is what women don't like. This is what I like. This is what I don't like, etc. You're not going to get finessed by girls because you have sexual inexperience. What have I always said on this podcast? All right. A woman's greatest superpower is you not understanding yours.
Bam.
One more time for y'all niggas, man. Get this through your fucking heads. This is what tradcons don't have right. The sexual marketplace has changed drastically. And you can thank the internet, dating apps, social media. Women have an overinflated sense of self-worth. You don't fucking believe me? Ask all the guys that are sexless right now. It's almost up to 60% of guys reporting not having had sex in a year or being fucking virgins. All right? Shit is real out here when it comes to guys struggling. All right? And there's a bunch of other reasons too. Guys watching too much porn. Guys not getting out there becoming successful. The burden of masculinity is down. Like, there's a whole bunch of fuckery going on. But the point I'm trying to make is the sexual marketplace has changed. And since it has changed, men bear all the risk because women are incentivized to initiate breakups, initiate divorces. And what does that do for you? Well, you're going to end up broke, homeless, not seeing your kids, wondering what the fuck is going on. So if you're going to take an enormous risk like that and get married, which I don't suggest you do, by the way, you better have all your fucking T's crossed, I's dotted, and prepared to go into this thing, because marriage is going to be a fucking war. And I know y'all like, whoa, Myron, that's kind of extreme. Well, you know why I say it that way? Because you're risking everything. When you live with a girl and she's your main chick and you guys are married, guess what happens? Now she has all the leverage, okay? And what we teach you guys on the podcast is you need to maintain the fucking leverage. She needs to be uncomfortable at all times. When a girl's uncomfortable, that's how you're going to get good behavior. But when a girl is comfortable, that's when the disrespect begins. That's when she doesn't want to fuck you anymore. That's when she starts talking back to you. That's when she starts to emasculate you. This is when she starts to embarrass you in front of your friends. This is when all the fuckery happens, is when women are comfortable. And when you give a girl marriage, a ring, guess what happens? She gets super fucking comfortable, and that's when the disrespect starts. So what I want y'all guys to have is the fucking leverage. Women only respect men, okay, that have leverage. She needs to care about you more than you care about her. That's how relationships last, period. All right? This whole idealistic tradcon conservative dream that a girl's going to stick by your side no matter what, through thick and thin, till death do us part, all that shit, it's fucking gone. All right? Your girl is one DM away from a fucking rapper, a celebrity, etc., being taken. All right? And I'm telling y'all this because guys like me, guys like Fresh, guys like Dan Bilzerian, guys like Andrew Tate, guys like Tristan Tate, they're the ones fucking these girls behind closed doors that you guys are going ahead and try to commit to. Real talk. We have the most promiscuous women ever. Okay? So if you're going to sit there and not have any sexual experience, again, her superpower, right, is selling you purity, niceness. Oh, I'm a good girl. And if your dumb ass can't tell, guess what? You're going to get finessed.
Yo, Don DeMarco.
Hey, appreciate that, my friend.
So
I got Don DeMarco.
Just to add to Myron's point as well, you can tell Ben Shapiro is a great guy, but he does not have experience with women. Now,
not modern women.
Exactly. So what happens is, let's say one, right, meets you for the first time. And she knows you're not that knowledgeable of a woman. You're pretty much like a virgin. What's going to happen is she's like, damn, as a woman, I want experience with my man. So if you can give me what I want from me knowing my past history, because she had many bodies before you, it's like, all right, this guy's great, but like, he's not what I actually need. So she'll marry you, of course. But once again, like I said earlier, if she divorces you, bro, you lose everything. So my thing is like, at least on some level, get some experience. And if you're going to take that extra mile and get married, bro, be prepared. Because if you're not ready for that, bro, it's an L.
What Ben is basically saying is, yo, go into the dating marketplace with training wheels.
Yeah.
I'm telling you motherfuckers, take those training wheels off because you're going to fall. You need to learn how to balance that bike, because the training wheels that Ben Shapiro got to enjoy was a stable family, a strong Jewish background, education, financial security from his family. Okay. These are training wheels that most of you don't have. Okay. And he married a girl who also came from a Jewish background. These are what I call buffers against negative aspects of female nature and modern day female fuckery.
Religion, yeah.
Okay. Religion is one of the best buffers in a strong family. All right. But he had those buffers. A lot of y'all don't. Okay. So to take his advice and get married young is a L with a lot of these modern day women, especially when you got an entire society, you got an entire generation, you got Sex in the City, you got Cardi B, you got Kim Kardashian, you got all this fucking mindless filth going into modern day women's heads. Beyonce, all the single ladies, Ciara, I don't need no man, all this shit. Okay. Women are being indoctrinated to not need you and to not want you. Okay. They only go after the top guys.
Top
tier. Since a lot of these girls have this mindset that they can do better, they deserve better, guess what happens? They think they can do better than you. So what I'm saying is that you need to do better, have more girls, figure out which girls are worth a commitment, which ones aren't, have an idea, have a playbook in your brain, because you've dealt with enough girls, you have an abundance mindset, you're not a thirsty simp, you know how women operate, you know how to check a chick when she gives you some bullshit, you know how to not tolerate bad behavior, you know how to punish bad behavior. All these things make you more attractive, but you're not going to get it unless you go out there and date and deal with other women. And the thing is that you need to sleep with girls to be able to do this. You need to conquer more islands to figure out if you're a good explorer or not. A lot of you motherfuckers are out here like, oh, I found this one island. That's good enough. Let me put my fucking flag here and claim this. No, you got to conquer multiple islands so you know what the fuck you're doing. You got to become a better conqueror. All right. And I hate to say it like that. And that, you know,
terminology.
With that analogy and that terminology, because I can already see feminists clipping that shit. Oh my God, he's calling us islands. Fuck you, bitch. I don't give a fuck. I'm talking to the men here. All right? You need to conquer multiple islands so that you are a good fucking traveler, a good conqueror, and you know what islands to stay at and what islands to get the fuck out of.
Yeah. I would just say just as well, just to add to your point. So right now, right, let's say you meet a girl for the first time. You need to know, matter of fact, is she in for you for genuine burning desire, or is she there for convenience? And what's scary is that, like, let's say you marry her now and it's about convenience, she never liked you in the first place. So you marry a girl that doesn't like you in the first place, what's going to happen? She's going to divorce you. So that's scary, guys, if you don't know.
She's just tolerating you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I told you guys before, we've talked about being a placeholder boyfriend. A lot of you guys are placeholder fucking husbands.
100%. All right? Yo.
Real talk.
You know,
a lot of you guys that are watching right fucking now are placeholder husbands, which is even worse because you're in a position now where she could go ahead and say, I'm not feeling this anymore. Divorce your ass. Take the house. Take the money. Take the fucking kids. And what are you going to do? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Like, bro, real talk. Some of y'all need to grab your fucking nuts and realize where the hell you're at. If you're in a relationship with a girl, or even worse, a marriage with your wife, and you guys aren't having sex, she's disrespecting you, she's nagging you, she's giving you a fucking headache, she's going out with her friends, she's dressing skimpy when you're not around, she's still has her Instagram and maintains sexy photos of herself, all this shit that makes it look like she's single when she's married to your dumbass, you got some fucking work to do. Real talk, man. I'm telling y'all, but you're not going to know this unless you deal with enough girls. 50 girls isn't really that much in a lifetime, guys.
It's not.
It really isn't. Okay? And I'm telling you, these girls are out here fucking. If your girl went to college, there's a high likelihood that she had some fun in those college dorms. All right,
bro, a semester is 25 to 50 minimum nowadays.
Like, guys, open your fucking eyes.
Yeah.
These girls are not sugar and spice and everything nice. Everything in society tells them to be hoes. Okay? The Sex in the City, Kim Kardashian, the music, city girl lifestyle. You know, don't cook, don't clean, but still got a ring. Like, everything in society tells women or promotes women to be promiscuous and live their best years. Live life.
And God forbid she meets a top-level guy or high-value guy, so to speak, and you're the average guy that she marries, it'll never be the same. That gap between you and that guy, she'll never forget. And then once again, she'll cheat on you with that guy or multiple guys. And the moment you act up, say, oh, you acting up? Divorce. What's next? So...
because you got the girl by the skin of your fucking teeth.
Barely.
And she never liked you that much in the fucking first place.
Barely.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
Y'all are settling with bitches that don't even like you that much. If I'm going to keep it all the way 1,000. How many times have you guys watched a girl come on this fucking podcast and say, I got a boyfriend? Or say, actually, worse yet, I'm single. And then we press her a little bit. Oh, I actually got a man. Hold on one second. Why didn't you mention him before? It's because you don't fucking like him. He's basically the last, how do I say this? He's like the last straw for you so that you don't feel like you're alone.
Alone. I'll give you an example. Even here in Miami, girls come here from all over the world, you know, Europe, you know, Canada, even other states here in America, right? Come to Miami for vacation and fun. They won't mention they have a man until they leave or after the fact. So they're having fun here in Miami. And you're like, okay, cool. She's hot. She's into me. Let's do it. Little do you know, pulls up her phone. What's the screen? What's her screensaver? Her and her man. Crazy, bro. But once again, that's the world that we live in.
Guys, you got to remember, the training wheels that I'm talking about that Ben Shapiro has, most of y'all don't have.
Yeah.
A strong family, religious values, etc. There's none of these training wheels. If anything, there's incentivizing women, okay, to be hoes. It's in the music. It's in the TV. They tell women. They indoctrinate women. Have fun. Live your life. Date the bad boys now, and then later on in life, you'll have a Prince Charming waiting for you. How many times have we had delusional fucking 30-plus-year-old women come on this fucking show and say that they're going to get married to a high-value guy?
And no offense, but Ben is not even in the dating game right now. So how would he even know?
He's been married since 2008. Offense.
We're in the dating and tell you what's happening in real time. He's like, oh, yeah, 20 years ago, my time. No offense, bro.
My man's been married for two recessions.
Just saying, bro.
Like, so, bro, he's been married for two recessions. Listen, Ben.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, bro. We rock with you. We like your content. But when it comes to women, you don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry, my friend.
The advent of Instagram alone has changed the game.
Dude,
significantly.
Biggest dating app in the world is Instagram.
If you knew how many relationships are destroyed because of Instagram,
dude,
you would not believe it.
One scroll on the explore page for a girl is like, oh, boat, plane, cars, lifestyle. Oh, he's buying her a G-Wagon. What's my husband doing? He want me flowers? Oh, I can do better than this nigga. Oh, Sally, let's go on a trip. My man's taking us to Dubai. Oh, we can't go. Joe doesn't have enough money. Oh, that's so sad. What's she gonna think? I could do better.
Bro, and here's the thing. When they're getting hit up by guys that actually are doing better, girls, right, a lot of the times don't have the critical thinking skills to understand this guy just wants to fuck me. They think that guy actually wants to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. They'll fuck a celeb. They'll fuck a high-value guy and think, that's the type of guy I deserve.
Damn.
But they don't realize they're just being used for sex. But women aren't able to see the difference here, guys. They think a bunch of DMs is the same as a bunch of offerings of marriage or a relationship. But this is how women think, guys. Y'all got to remember, this is how they think. So I wish it wasn't like this. I wish y'all could go ahead and get married to a girl as a fucking virgin. I wish you could go ahead and have your first love and live happily ever after. That's not how the world fucking works anymore.
And you know the sad part? We become the guys that they cheat with.
Facts.
Sorry to say. Like, I feel bad after knowing the fact that she's his husband. But it's like, bro, before that, it's like, I'm enjoying the moment. But I don't know until after the fact. So it's your wife being a hoe, pretty much.
Bro, and again, like I said before, her greatest superpower is you not understanding yours. What's your superpower as a man? Knowing her fucking value, okay? Yeah. And holding her to that standard all the time, all right? I'm saying if she gives you some bullshit, you're willing to tell her, yo, that's not how this goes. Being a strong leader, being dominant, being assertive, putting your fucking foot down when fuckery occurs. If she speaks to you in a certain way, don't talk to me like that. If she fucking raises her voice at you, who are you talking to? You need to be able to do this shit. But a lot of you guys don't do this or you don't know to do this because you thought girls are idealistic. You think they're sugar and spice and everything nice and they're always going to be by your side, whatever. Yo.
And she will test you, bro.
That's the thing that guys don't get. Women will constantly fucking test you. All right? Y'all want to see, you guys want to know uncomfortable truth? When you're at Walmart and you see fucking Pablo getting slapped by his fucking girl, Maria, right? Bam!
Maria.
Smacked by that nigga, smacked the sombrero off his fucking head, right? When she smacks his ass, you know what that means? That means for days,
combination,
for weeks, for months, maybe even years, he tolerated disrespect from her and he never checked it. That smack that you guys are witnessing at Walmart is the culmination of years of disrespect from her, and it elevated to that point where she's smacking him. And you know what the scary part is? You know why she's really fucking smacking him? Because she wished she didn't have to fucking smack him and he put his fucking foot down on her years ago.
Yeah.
But most of you guys don't have the fucking balls to tell a bitch no. And that's the biggest thing in today's day and age. Women don't respect men anymore. I'm telling you, that's an uncomfortable truth no one wants to fucking hear. Most women don't respect most men. Again,
Most women don't respect most men. Most women also don't like most men. So where does that leave us? That leaves us in a skewed sexual marketplace, okay, where girls look at guys like, okay, I don't like you that much, but I know you want to fuck me. So what am I going to do? I'm going to leverage my sexuality against you for what? Compliance.
Yeah.
Whether it's a bullshit relationship, maybe it's some dates, maybe it's bags, maybe it's fucking taking me on trips or whatever. Girls understand that you want to have sex with them, okay? They know that your fucking libido is driving you crazy. You're going to do anything to get laid. So they're going to use that to their advantage and get everything they can out of you without giving you sex or giving you the fucking bare minimum.
Starfish.
That's how a lot of you guys end up as placeholder boyfriends or placeholder fucking husbands. You guys are a means to a fucking end. And if they find something better, they definitely will, because society, okay, incentivizes women to be hoes, incentivizes women to break up with you, incentivizes women to break up and take half. That's just how it is. So you need to move into the dating marketplace, and even worse, into the marriage marketplace with eyes wide open. What Ben is telling you guys worked 50, 60 years ago. He's effectively giving you guys a knife and saying, all right, guys, here's a nice knife. My best knife, by the way. Go ahead into the game. But what he doesn't realize, the bitches are using rocket launchers now. What are you going to do with a knife?
Nothing.
What are you going to do?
And,
honestly, and they got auto aim.
And honestly, guys, just so you know, a lot of you are not men. What does a man do? He's part to walk away. If you can't walk away from your girl, bro, at this point, what are you? A kid. You're stuck there.
Most of y'all can't walk away.
It's sad, man.
That's actually the biggest reason why so many guys take L's with girls.
Can't walk away.
They can't walk away. They can't check their chick, and they can't walk away. If you can't do those two things, you have no fucking business getting married. Because when you get married, you're going to have to check your wife a lot. A lot.
Because she doesn't know. Her whole life she's been told
not
yes.
Not only that, now you've given her the ultimate security.
Yeah.
So your game has to be even stronger
mm-hmm.
when you get married. Because now she's comfortable.
The game and frame never ends, guys.
Bro.
You get a girlfriend, you get a wife, awesome. He did the work up front, but it never ends. It's a long, long life game.
And let's keep it all the way 1,000. Mm-hmm. A big reason, I'm just going to be honest with y'all, a big reason why I want you guys, a lot of you guys to get married is because most of y'all can't fucking handle it anyway.
Can't handle it.
So most of you guys can barely keep your girlfriend in line.
You think you can, but the work you got put into it, bro.
Most of y'all can barely control your fucking girlfriend, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's the truth. A lot of y'all don't have enough Pokemon badges. You got your girl by the skin of your fucking teeth. You're convenient. You're a boyfriend now. But when she go to Miami, she's single. She go to Vegas, she's single. She come on the show, I'm single.
And
you check one or two boxes, but she got like 10.
And it takes just one time for you to let things slide. You know what? I'll let it slide this time. Bro, it's a wrap. You fucked up. One slide. Oh, it's okay to do? Awesome. It's a wrap.
Marriage is pretty much a 95% off the table proposition for most guys. Unless you want to have a family and children, go ahead, get married, but don't even involve the state, man. I wouldn't involve the state, would it?
Do it in the church.
Because she has too much leverage to fuck your life up.
Do it in the church. How about that? You want to get married so bad, baby? Let's do it in the church.
Yep.
Before God.
No, and that's it.
Oh.
No state involved.
Oh, you don't want to do it before God? Well, you want government involved? Red flag.
Yep.
Nope.
So
he had said before, right, that that all the data shows otherwise. Okay.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and pull up this study real fast for y'all. Okay. Next tab, Mo.
Mr. Shapiro.
Yeah. So this study right here, okay.
IFS,
and this is from 2018. Does sexual history affect marital happiness, right? And
marital happiness is the thing.
Enlarge it. Scroll down, Mo. Scroll down. Yep. So we're going to enlarge it for you guys real quick, and I'll read some of it, right, to summarize it. Keep going. Scroll down.
Thank you. Nothing more?
Keep going. Okay. Okay, so previous research, we'll start that paragraph right there, that second one. Previous research indeed suggests a complex story between premarital sex partners and marital quality. Psychologists Galena K. Rhodes and Scott M. Stanley found that the study respondents who had sex with other people prior to marriage reported lower quality unions compared to couples who slept with just each other. Multiple sex partners prior to marriage reduce marital quality for women, but not men. Hold
Ooh.
On. Okay. Multiple sex partners prior to marriage reduce marital quality for women, but not men.
Amen.
Okay. Along similar lines, sociologist Jay Teachman showed that premarital sex between future spouses didn't make divorce more likely, but sex with other people did. A study from the 1980s reported similar findings. Okay? So, and I'll link the study below for you guys if you want to read it in entirety. But that's what it is, man. Like, sex doesn't affect men the same way it affects women. Now, pull up those charts real quick, Mo. Back to that thing. And it's going to be, click the little picture icon below, Mo. Picture icon. No. Like, on the tab bar on the bottom. Yep. Okay. So, women who have more non-martial sexual partners are less likely to have stable marriages. See, you guys can see here with the chart, the more partners, right, the higher the likelihood of an unstable marriage. Okay. You can see 21 plus. Right? You know, she for the streets at that point anyway. Yeah. But look at the success rate with zero partners. Okay?
Bro,
a
girl does that in college, bro.
Yep.
The one semester.
Yeah, easy.
Bro.
Now hit a tab over to the right.
Jesus.
Mo. Right? And y'all can look awesome. Here and go ahead and enlarge it.
It's an amazing God.
You can use the, just scroll the, yep. Same things, guys. Women who have more non-sexual partners are less likely to be happy. Women who have more non-martial sexual partners are more likely to be depressed. Women who have more non-sexual, scroll up, Mo. Women who have more non-sexual partners are less likely to have stable marriages. Women who have more non-sexual partners, back up, Mo, up, are more likely to be infected with sexually transmitted diseases, which that one's obvious. But you guys, look, the numbers are here, guys. It shows that the more sexual partners a woman has, okay, mm-hmm. the more it negatively impacts their ability to be in a stable relationship with a man, which makes sense, right? Now, I have an analogy for you guys. Let's envision. You're good, Mo. You can take it up. All right. Let's envision that women are like pieces of tape, all right? When you put a piece of tape, right, on a surface, right, the first time, it's extremely sticky. It bonds. It's hard to take it off, right? But after you, ripping it off that first time is hard as hell, isn't it? But once you put it on a second surface, it still sticks well, but you're able to rip it off a little bit easier. After the third wall, you're able to rip it off with, you know, just a little bit less effort. And then as you continuously use that same piece of tape and you take it off different surfaces, guess what happens? It gets easier and easier to peel. At some point, after the 10th surface you put that bitch on, okay, you're basically able to just take it off by just like putting a little bit of effort. Right? And it doesn't stick anymore. That, my friends, is exactly how women operate, okay? Now, before I get all the fucking angry feminists, oh my God, am I a piece of tape? Listen, you dumb bitch. This isn't about you. This is about explaining it to the men so that they understand. Women are like tape. The first bond is the strongest. After that, it drops off precipitously. That's how it is. I wish bitches weren't like tape, but they are, all right? So you motherfuckers need to stop trying to be Elmer's glue and put some Gorilla Glue. Oh, maybe I can get her to stick to me. Oh, it's not going to work. Okay? You always want the tape as fresh as possible. This is why, as men, we have a natural need and like to be with women that are what? Young, fertile, with less bodies, less damage. Why? Because we know intrinsically in the back of our fucking mind, subconsciously, that the younger a woman is, right? When she's at her peak years, 18 to 24, like I said before, the less baggage, the higher likelihood that she's going to actually bond to us, the higher likelihood she's not going to be a whore, etc. These are things that men look for, okay? Just like bitches want guys that are 6 feet tall, that make 100,000 plus per year and have abs and muscles, etc. No one bats a fucking eye. Guys want pieces of tape, they're going to stick to them. That's how it is, okay? I wish I could make the rules. I wish I could make it where you take a girl with 1,000 bodies, she gonna still stick like she the first surface.
W good tape.
But it ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna happen, guys. Okay? So again, Ben, no offense, bro, but men are not the same as women at all. We can have sex with a bunch of girls, and it's not gonna affect us the same as a girl having sex with a bunch of dudes. All right? And I get it. He's a traditional conservative. He has a strong female audience. He doesn't want to come off as misogynistic or sexist. So he's got to say bullshit like, actually, having sex with a lot of partners is bad. Yeah, for women, not for men.
I actually encourage Ben, how about you step out for a little bit and come into the dating game? And then you tell me if you still feel the same way, because I think personally, once again, I'm glad you're married. Glad it's working out for you. But I guarantee you, bro, in the current market right now, if you step outside, you get into this game, you're like, damn, this is not real life. And it's not, because it's a crazy game going on right now. So it's what it is, man.
Here's a problem with traditional conservatives, right? What they don't realize is that, and a lot of things with these traditional conservatives, they've been married 20, 30, 40 years, etc., right? And I agree with them on a lot of political stuff, but when it comes to dating and relationships, sorry, like y'all are off, because the game has changed so much that men have to date from a risk mitigation standpoint. Again.
Yeah.
In 2023, right, in modern day society, men have to date from a risk mitigation standpoint. Why do I say that? Well, it's what I described before. Women are 1,000% incentivized to be hoes, to break up with you, and take all your resources. Okay? So the only way you're going to be able to combat that is you need to know the female playbook. We're giving you guys the female playbook. We're telling you guys what the fuck they really do behind closed doors that you guys would never hear otherwise. All right? That girl that you think is a good girl, that girl that you think got a zero body count, that girl that you think maybe got, oh, I think she got like two or three bodies. Bro, I'm telling y'all, man, these girls are fucking a lot more than you guys think. It's just that they're fucking a small minority of the men, but that still raises their body counts up to a point that you are not going to be able to fucking compete with.
And we mentioned earlier, right? For example, let's say you meet a girl and you don't know anything about her. She's going to size you up. Okay, cool. He's a mark. He's not like a lot of experience. He's kind of like almost like a virgin. Cool. He can't handle me telling him the truth. Sometimes what he wants to hear, I'm a good girl. I go to church. I never be with anybody else other than you. She'll lie to you because, you know, that's what you want. But if you had experience, so you know what? Damn, this nigga, I can't play games because he knows what's up. He knows the game. He's been here a couple times around the block. All right, you know what? I'm going to be at some level straight up, because if I don't do it right, he's going to diss me. So it's kind of like, with that level of, like, I would say experience, she knows who she can play with and who she can't play with. That's crazy.
Here's the other thing too, guys. When a woman knows that she can manipulate you, you know what the byproduct of that is? She loses respect for you.
100%.
You know what the byproduct is when a woman loses respect for you? She's more than likely going to fall out of love with you, and then that's when the cheating is going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay? But when a woman knows that she can't manipulate you, something magical happens. She instantly starts to respect you because she knows, oh, I can't fuck around with this guy.
And she could be herself.
Yep. And she knows she can't fuck around with you.
Yeah.
I want you guys to be unfuckwittable. Okay? One more time for y'all.
Unfuckwittable?
Yes.
Love that word.
I want you guys to be unfuckwittable with these girls.
Sheesh.
Okay? I don't care if the mainstream media wants to call me a misogynist. I don't give a fuck if they call me a sexist or whatever the fuck. If I arm you guys with the tools that you need so you can deal with these fucking modern day women, I'm happy with that. Because you know what? I'd rather be called a misogynist, a dickhead, a jerk, the balding guy that yells at fucking his viewers on YouTube, whatever the fuck it may be, these fucking losers want to call me. I'd rather that, right, be called names than one of you guys killing yourself over some bitch.
Bam.
There's nothing that pisses me off more than watching a guy cry, watching a guy die over a fucking bitch. Crazy to me.
Could have been avoided.
Could have been avoided if you had known better.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Maybe if you read my book, Why Women Deserve Less, maybe you watch the Womanizer Wednesday podcast, maybe you read The Rational Male, you read The Book of Numbers, etc., and you figure out the real fucking numbers and the real statistics of you finding a chick that isn't a 304 that deserves a relationship, you would not be doing the shit that you're doing. But the thing is that we're fucking shadow banned right now, as y'all can see. Guys, they've shadow banned our podcast. It's tough to find our content nowadays. You got to type in the whole thing sometimes. A lot of our live streams don't pop up. They don't want you to know this information. Why? Because when men have power and knowledge, they can't get finesse. When you can't get finesse, guess what happens? You don't spend money on bitches that don't deserve it. Guess what happens? We don't spend money on bitches that don't deserve it.
The economy
comes down.
Yep.
Okay? Women are 80% of the consumer base, and when men do spend money, it's typically on fucking bitches that don't deserve it. All right? I'm not telling you guys to not treat women well. If you do find a girl that gives value, that's awesome to you, that helps you out, that's a
deserves
good woman,
it.
That deserves it,
yeah.
Give her the world. Treat her fantastically.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not telling you guys to treat women poorly. But what I am saying is that most women don't deserve to be treated like princesses. Most of these girls are fucking sluts and don't deserve it.
You know what happens to as well? Guys will find a girl, right, that they're into. She's like a 9 or 10 to them. She's like a hot girl to them. And treat them like shit. Like, they'll do whatever they want, go where they want. And there's no respect. She's not following your program. You give her the world. So she's like, okay, cool. I can do what I want. I still get what I want from you. Awesome. Versus she's adding value to your life, doing what you want. She's on your program. Then you give her a blessing. But until then, you're giving her a freebie.
Bro, when a girl yells at you or disrespects you or treats you like shit, that's an outward manifestation of her being angry that you're a fucking bitch.
Yep.
That's the truth.
100%.
When a girl is disrespecting you, that's her outward manifestation of frustration that you're a fucking pussy bitch.
Yeah.
Because you believed in the dream. Oh, she's going to love me for me. Oh, ideal. Let's get married. Let's walk down the aisle at 24 years old when I have no status, no resources, nothing to actually keep you bonded to me. Even though you've had 300 bodies and I've only had sex with two. Yeah, let's do this. A lot of y'all are shacking up or getting wifing up girls that have more sexual experience than you. You shouldn't be doing that. Because guess what? She's been around dudes. She knows the game. She's able to famoose you. And then your dumbass ends up, oh, let me walk down the aisle with this girl. Next thing you know, 6 months later, you're getting fucking divorced or you get broken up with. And then you got a gun in your fucking mouth figuring out what the hell you're going to do next. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be there, man.
No.
You don't want to be there. You guys don't understand how much a woman can fuck your life up when you don't know what the hell is going on. That's why we tell y'all, don't get married. In general, most of you guys have no business getting fucking married.
If you look back at ancient texts, even Bible teachings as well, what destroyed most men? It was women. Samson, King Solomon, King David. I mean, guys, the list goes on. So if you're not careful about how you deal with women, they can destroy your life completely.
And here's the thing. Why is it that every single religious text, every single society, since the dawn of fucking human time, has put women in a follower role and men in a leadership role? It's only until now, in this fucking cloud world we got now, where women are sitting around saying, I'm strong and independent. I can do anything a man can do. No, you fucking can't. No, you fucking cannot. Okay? We built the world up. Now they're just sitting and existing and saying, oh yeah, we're equal to you guys now. I know y'all built it up and everything is here. And all the infrastructure that we enjoy in this first world was built by y'all. But you know what? We can do anything you can do. No, you fucking can't.
Actually, Martin, to add to your point as well, when back in history, when women actually had, the right to pretty much be like the ones in charge and say, you know what? I'll take the fruit. Why would Adam and Eve? Eve disobeyed, did what she wanted to do, and the world collapsed. It's happening again. Women are becoming in power. What's happening? World's collapsing.
Bro,
just say.
I'm telling you, man. Like, again, reality is sexist. Women are not good natural leaders, guys.
Yeah.
The reason why human beings have survived and thrived, right, throughout the dawn of time is because men were in leadership roles and men kept the women. That's how it was. Hey, lady, you got to follow me if you want to survive. All right? And it's always worked that way. You know what the funny part is? These indoctrinated, super strong feminists that make their own money, they're successful. They're miserable. They've come on this show. Y'all have seen it. 33 years old, no family, making 100,000 plus a year. They're fucking miserable.
Some even cried.
They cry.
Yeah.
All right? Women don't, success does not give women the same pleasure because they don't give a fuck about money and success. They care about relationships and family. Okay? Women make money to go ahead and have experiences and as a means to an end. Men make money to acquire status and be attractive to the opposite gender. When a man makes $1,000 a day, he says, damn, if I do this for a month, I can make $30,000 this month. When a woman makes $1,000 a day, she'll say, okay, I only got to work 4 days this week and I got rent covered and I could go on a trip. I'm good. That's just how it is. Women don't have the same natural proclivity to create excess resources like men do. Men are designed to create excess resources because we're expected to be responsible for a family. Women, on the other hand, don't have that same incentive because it does not increase their sexual market value to acquire money and status. Some girls do it, but most, if given the choice, would not do it. They would prefer the man go acquire it and share it with them so they can stay at home with the family. Okay?
So knowing this, how can you let your woman lead you anywhere? Except to the end of the relationship.
Bro.
Pretty much.
Telling y'all, man. And the thing is, again, a lot of you guys don't have this fundamentals in your head. You still think that men and women are equal and you can be in an equal partnership with your girl and all this other fuckery that modern day society says.
We're equal.
We're equal, right? Yeah, we're equal until the fucking guy breaks in or I got to chase some guy down or I got to, the fucking check comes. We're equal
or
until
pay the
that.
Bills, yeah.
You know, even the biggest egalitarian feminists still expect you to pay the fucking bill.
And if you don't.
All I'm teaching you guys to do is to appease to women's natural selection process. That's what they naturally want. You know how many feminists I fuck, bro, that are fucking cap? Oh, you're toxic and misogynistic as they suck my dick. Fuck these whores, bro. I'm telling y'all, man. I can tell you guys stories for fucking days about these 304s.
Even some on the show talking about, oh, you're misogynist. The late night balcony.
Man.
Yeah, well, but, not balcony because you don't like balcony.
Yeah, but. Man. But I'm trying to tell, like, I don't like to brag about my escapades, but I'm telling you guys, these girls are fucking liars, bro.
Yeah.
They love guys like us that tell them, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I say respectfully. But yeah,
man, but I'm telling y'all, bro, I'm telling you guys, man, yo, marriage is not in your best interest. The game has changed. All right.
Some more chats here, guys.
All right.
Fire rant. Unofficial Andy says, yo, my guys, my wife and I watched a show together
is Elevated or Already Great Marriage. Also, she lost her ass off when you stumped the three or fours. Stump. All right. Jose Flores says, hey, Myron, can I get some oil money?
I don't have any oil money, man.
Andrew, it's tragic that in a society where we say, I have to speak louder than words, that women's abhorrent actions are never called into question, but men's words calling out said actions are demonized. Myron, most women don't deserve less. They deserve nothing. God damn. That's a new book. Young Mikey says,
that's going to be book four.
So I've went out with this chick six times and spent over $2,000 so far. She spent a night at my house three times. When I bring up smashing, she says, we need to get to know each other a little more. And she says, she's celibate now.
Yo,
what do you expect?
What did I say earlier? The game is, the girl says, let me go ahead and leverage my sexuality for some type of compliance, whether it's time, attention, resources, etc. In this case, this girl got all three out of you, right? Bro, it's time to cut your losses,
bro,
and move on.
Read that back. I went out with this chick six times and spent over $2,000.
And here's the thing. I'm not even saying this to make fun of him. You know how many guys are in that position?
A lot. Every day.
And you know what's worse? Girls like that will say, I need you to marry me first. And then your dumbass will walk down the aisle marrying her thinking, yo, like I'm getting a pure girl. She was celibate the whole time we were together. But what you don't realize, she was getting dogged out
by somebody else for free.
For free. In Miami.
He spent nothing.
And then she realized, damn, I feel like shit. Let me give y'all niggas some game real fast because this shit infuriates me. When a girl says, I'm celibate or I'm taking a break or any of this other shit, she's a whore.
Yeah.
And again, one more time, y'all niggas. Get this through your fucking brain. I don't know why men don't understand this shit. When a girl says, I'm going through a detox, or I'm celibate now, or I'm not going to do that anymore, or I'm looking for any of this stupid shit that she says, like, oh, I'm like changing whatever. 9 out of 10 times, she was a fucking slut, and now she's trying to sell your dumbass purity because she knows that she can finesse you.
And also, she's telling you that. She's being honest, okay? You know what? She's being honest. For you, she's celibate. For next guy, she's not. So she's telling you the truth, but for you.
Bro, if y'all saw my face when I'm going through TikTok or Instagram, and I see the girls do the stupid shit that they do on the internet, and you niggas still sit here and give these girls attention and resources, etc., when these bitches don't deserve any of that shit. Bro, I was watching a clip like 2 days ago. This girl's dressed all provocatively and shit. She's with her man. And then the guy asked her, so if your guy told you, you know, he didn't appreciate you dressing up like that, what would you say? This bitch has the gall to say, right with him, right there, I do what I want.
Was it a Hispanic girl?
I think she was, I don't know, she was like light skin. I don't know if she was black or Hispanic.
Okay.
And the dude was there and he's like, well, you know, shorty, like, it's going to be like this, blah, blah, blah.
He's wearing glasses? I've seen that one.
I don't even remember. But
I think so.
The point I'm trying to make is that she had the nerve with him there to disrespect him on camera and say, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to do what I want, blah, 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 blah. Bro, the fucking fury when I see that shit. You want to know why? Because I know behind closed doors, if she's willing to behave like that in front of a fucking camera,
it's even worse.
She fucking berates him behind closed doors.
Yeah.
She probably be smacking him around and shit.
Or girl strips.
Or girl strips. Violating
him. Gone for a month. Sorry.
Violating him.
Yeah.
Guys, you must assert dominance with your girl. Never physically, but with the ability to walk away. When you're able to walk away, girls are going to get in play and understand that you will fucking leave their dumb asses and leave them to the streets. Because I'm telling y'all, they need to experience that cold sometimes to realize how warm you are. That's the reality. These bitches need to go on the streets a lot of times, and you niggas are not willing to kick them to the fucking streets. Kick her to the streets if she's not respecting you. If she's disrespecting you, giving you a hard time, acting like a whore, dressing like a whore, going out on girls' trips, doing all this dumb shit, disrespecting you, emasculating you, you need to cut the cord now.
Yeah.
If you're watching this show with your bitch right now, she does any of that dumb shit, look her in the face. You got my permission. You know what, baby? Get the fuck out. I don't care if she's sitting right next to you right fucking now. Y'all niggas want me to say it for you? Bitch, get the fuck out the house right now if you do any of that whole shit. You don't deserve a boyfriend. You don't deserve a guy to take you seriously because you are straight material. I'm tired of this shit. We need to have fucking standards with men. A lot of you guys are fucking bitch-ass pussies that can't even stand up to a fucking bitch disrespecting you. What the fuck is that shit? How the fuck, if you can't check your girl, how the fuck are you going to go out there into the real world? That's the easiest part.
And then you wonder why men don't respect you as well.
I don't do business with niggas that can't control their girl.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, Fresh has seen it.
Yeah.
How many times have we brought a guy around, blah, 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 and his girl acts crazy around him, whatever? I'm like, nah, this nigga's bad for a bit. Get him out of here.
Let me check with my girl first.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck, you just say, nigga?
What the fuck? Are you serious? Anytime a guy brings his girl, I look at how his girl behaves. She tells me everything I need to know about that fucking guy. She is a spitting mirror image of her man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If she's quiet, she's polite, she's docile, etc., I know that guy has her shit together. If she's loud, obnoxious, rambunctious, whatever, I know that guy's life is in fucking shambles.
And if she won't let him lead, then we know who's in charge. She's in charge, which is a big red flag, because at that point, he has no say. He has no pull. It's all about her. And as a guy, let's say I want to do business with him. Oh, bro, we need to put this merger in, or do this like transition here, or travel to Dubai for a weekend. Oh, bro, I can't. Wifey said no.
The fuck?
What did you say?
Like,
wifey said what?
Bro, the reason why I'm so passionate about this shit, guys, is because no one on YouTube has the fucking balls to tell you guys what we're telling you guys right now. Yeah. They're too scared of being canceled, labeled misogynistic, get called an asshole, whatever. People don't have the balls to tell you guys about what the fuck is really going on. No one has talked to more bitches than me. No one has dealt with more of these hoes than me. I've talked to over 2,000 girls from 45 plus states, 30 plus fucking countries, and I'm telling y'all niggas, the hardware might look different, but the software is almost always the fucking same. A lot of these girls are indoctrinated, and you gotta remind them that you're better than them in every regard to get the fucking respect. You niggas need to go back to work and get more fucking gym badges, because these girls are disrespecting you and they do it all the fucking time. All right, guys? I'm telling y'all, man, stop being fucking simps. These guys on YouTube that are giving y'all advice or whatever, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Because not only are we here in Miami, where the girls are the most hypergamous, we're in the West, we're dealing with the craziest, whoriest of these bitches, okay? But we've been around as well and dealt with other girls. No one is giving y'all a better view of contemporary dating than us. These tradcons, with all due respect, don't know what the fuck they're talking about. That's why I get so mad, because they're over here giving y'all bad fucking advice. They're telling you walk down an aisle with a bitch that quite frankly doesn't fucking deserve it. That's why I get so mad and passionate about this shit, because no one else tells y'all the truth about these hoes. There's a reason why we're the number one fucking podcast in the world when it comes to men, because we are willing to tell you guys, at the penalty of being fucking canceled, how the world really works when it comes to dealing with these fucking modern day women. Stop being a goddamn simp. Fuck, man.
Amen.
And we gotta go off fucking Twitch and Facebook now.
Some more chats, guys.
Come on over.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Well, I guess.
We're still on YouTube.
All right, cool.
Lights are still on somehow.
Apparently. Okay, some more chats here. Yeah, Roman's right. You've interviewed over 2,000 female guests.
There you go. There's the numbers right there.
Age 18 to 46.
59 countries. My bad. I thought it was like 30.
45 U.S. states, 59 different countries, 160 different jobs. There you go.
Telling you guys, only we've interviewed PhD all the way down to fucking no HD.
And only 150 Frank Castles. So,
I'm telling you, man, we've talked to girls from all different demographics. I'm telling you guys, man, it's the same. It's the fucking same.
As a man, you can't walk away, bro. You're not a man, man.
It's an L.
Just saying. All right, we got some more here.
Can you read these?
Yeah, we got The Chosen One says, as an Andrew Tate fan, I must admit, Myron G is slowly becoming my favorite. Loyalty is priority with Myron, according to other YouTubers, even the ones that don't agree with everything he says. Much respect, Myron.
Yeah, that's why I don't respect these reaction channels. Yeah. They will sell you out for AdSense.
Chase Karen says, first time Super Chat, I have a question for Myron. In your opinion, would you recommend enlisting in the Navy trying to get a SEAL contract, or staying at my current job making $55,000 to $96,000 a year? My long-term goal is real estate.
If you're asking me that question, you're not cut out to be a SEAL.
Mm. You should know from the get-go.
Yeah. If you need a deep desire and want to be a SEAL.
You should want it bad enough.
That's like you shouldn't.
You can't breathe.
And the fact that you're answering that question, bro, you're not cut out to be a SEAL.
Got it. Freshman.
No offense.
Last night, I ate juice.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Don't understand that one. Brandon Ortega. Ben Shapiro is part of them boys. Okay.
All right.
Dr. B84. Guys who are very academically accomplished usually don't know much about intersexual dynamics / dealing with women romantically. The Harvard Law degree doesn't guarantee coochie to keep it 1,000. That's facts, bro. It's more like numbers. So that's a good point.
And again, he had the training wheels that most people are not going to have. Mm-hmm. He met a girl that comes from a good family, right? And he had money.
And religion was there as a buffer.
Yeah. You're not going to have that 99% of the time. Most people are not religious anymore, guys.
Yep. And honestly speaking, that's great. But now with the advent of social media, that could ruin everything too. So you never know.
And he met his wife at a time when social media wasn't a thing. 2008? Exactly. Bro, do y'all remember how long 2008 was? It's fucking Young Jeezy I put on for my city. Like, come on, man.
Put on for my city.
Yeah, bro. Like, that is a long time ago. Some of y'all probably were children back then. Like, that was a long time ago, bro. The game has changed.
I was still playing online video games like Cabal, Last Chaos. Was it playing League of Legends by then? Can't remember. But, Brian, hello, gentlemen. My respect for your education to men and women on relationships. As a 47-year-old single divorce, my choice, who makes six figures, I truly enjoy your podcast. Thank you, brother. Danny Haddad, $100, says, them boys, they killed Christ and locked up Top G. Man, listen, man. No comment.
DeMarco. Andrew's free now, though.
Yeah, free Top G is free.
Andrew's free now, man. He's doing well, like I said before. Him and Tristan are they're doing well, guys.
We're going to see them pretty soon.
Yeah, we're going to see them pretty soon. Don't worry. That collab is definitely coming. I know y'all been asking, yo, blah, blah, blah. Don't worry. It's coming. You know,
Kelly Ranch, good spirits. Turner. All quadrilles have been eliminated in today's society. Religion, fathers, and the fear of being labeled a slut. Wise up, men. Make it quick.
See, because again, Ben Shapiro is dispensing this advice, assuming that these parameters to contain female nature and hypergamy are still in place.
But they're not.
They're not.
They're not anymore.
He's telling y'all to ride a bike with training wheels when you guys need to be able to learn how to ride a fucking motocross bike. That's what he's telling y'all.
Do you know how many men are in trouble because they don't understand what's happening right now? And then they wonder, why is life so unfair to me? Bro, it's your choices you made in life. And if you don't watch a podcast, if you don't know, have a father or brother telling you this shit, you never know. So it's sad, man. DSong27 says, going to keep it real. The most dangerous thing the U.S. is facing right now is women who vote. Most vote with a hive mind. That is very true. They vote based on their feelings and not on logic and not their own best interests. No critical thinking. That's scary, bro. Because the majority vote is women. Janeiro Cortez says, great show. By the way, when I remarried, I married a traditional submissive wife from Colombia.
Yeah, some of y'all might have to go abroad too.
Just don't do it in the States if you can do it.
Yeah, yeah. Our thing is don't get married.
Don't bring it back here.
With the state being involved, okay? And if you are going to do it, you better have them things in place and understand female nature and have your gym badges in order, man.
1990 Otaku says, marital, not martial. This ain't the UFC.
Hey, man.
Yeah. You get the point, guys.
All right, you get the point.
You get the point, though.
You get the point, nigga.
Did you see Jay? Oh, one thing Canadian says, guys in the dating market are like mercy flying around in the open. But what they don't realize, girls are far in the distance shouting, it's high noon.
It's high noon.
That's a good point. Mind Size Bite says, love
it's an Overwatch joke right there. I like that one.
I missed that one. I don't play.
Yeah.
Love the show. Help me get more days from just changing my speaking to active voice. I don't ask them where we're going. I tell them, FNF gang, we up. Yeah, bro, be a leader, bro. Tell them where you're going, set up the date, and follow through with it. Venom, Shapiro should have stayed in his lane. Like Jay-Z said, you don't live it, so you don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, again, bro, I wish his advice would work. Because that is the optimal advice if things were how they used to be.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world. But we don't operate on what should or could, man. We operate on what is. And the reality is, most of these girls, quite frankly, don't deserve your guys' commitment.
But what happens? You give it to them anyway. And then they get entitled. Oh, I deserve the best. And then leave your ass. So there you go.
And we have the numbers to back it. I literally read to y'all how the relationship marketplace is literally in shambles right now and how women have men and relationships and marriage at the back of their fucking priority list.
I mean, look at our late night shows with the girls. Go back to our videos. You want a man or social media? Social media.
You know, and for all the retards out there, oh, you guys only interview stupid OnlyFans bitches. Not true. Not true. Yes, we might have one or two girls on the panel that does OnlyFans, but there's girls that work in the professional field too a lot of that time on the
panel.
And
I would argue some of the OnlyFans girls are very aware of what's happening with the dating market, but regular girls are not.
Oh, yeah. That's how they monetize. They definitely understand.
They should know, at least for their business.
They know to a degree. That's why they're making $100,000 a month of fucking simps.
Off of your asses. The simps, by the way. Shiro26, shout out to you. The Poetic Painter says, it's always dudes who've been with one woman their entire life who swear that they have all the modern-day dating answers. Shapiro. LOL, El Shapiro, El Fragrant. I mean, bro, we've seen it time and time again. Uncle Luke 98 says...
Here's the thing, too. The thing that's saving them niggas got status. So, of course, they can say, oh, yeah, get married. I'm just a political commentator with a Harvard degree that happened to come from a rich family. I got a hell of a lot of clout.
And added to that money as well.
you know,
and a family structure.
Or I'm a multimillionaire comedian that got to my own show and I do comedy specials and I make a lot of money. Like, yeah, y'all niggas should get married too.
You're a top pick. Duh.
Like, we give it, because here's the thing. Guys, 2 years ago, we were regular. I mean, I think we're still regular niggas now.
Yeah.
I was fucking working for the government. He was fucking in the tech field. We were regular guys.
Yeah.
Hanging out in Miami.
Living life.
Dealing with the same fuckery that you guys are. And we still deal with it now, too. Trust me. This AP and shit ain't really helping that much.
It doesn't end.
Okay? The fuckery happens regardless of what your status is.
But
okay?
It's less.
A little bit less, yes. Yeah. Right? So the point I'm trying to make, guys, is that these guys are speaking from their perspective only. They're not speaking to you guys from a perspective of a regular guy or a guy that isn't a fucking celeb with clout. A lot of these guys have been famous for too goddamn long and don't remember what it's like to be in an open sexual marketplace prior to their fame. I remember vividly. I still remember now.
And luckily,
I got more girls back then than now.
Yeah. And luckily, we're still in the game. And who'd we talk to? You guys. So we know what's happening in real time.
We got our fucking fingers on the pulse, guys.
And the girls on the show too as well.
We got girls coming on the show. Me and Fresh are still out here in these streets. We're still talking to girls. So we are giving you guys the most accurate picture of the current dating marketplace out of anybody else on the fucking internet. Yeah. And not only that, we're willing to say the truth about how the fuck it really is. These other people are too scared of being canceled. They can't afford to be polarizing. They can't afford to tell you guys how it really is. They can't afford to tell y'all, yo, don't do this, do that, etc. Because what? They have a female audience. They don't want to be ostracized. They want to be in the middle. They want to be a reaction channel that stands for fucking nothing, so they'll fall for anything. That's what they want to do. They want to be in the middle. They want to be a fucking fence setter. They don't want to tell y'all what it really is. We don't complain about women on this podcast. We give y'all niggas solutions to deal with the women.
And okay? That's why when you guys donate, it helps us all, because we know you guys support the message.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like, we're literally, what are we, guys, go watch our videos. We tell you guys how to properly set up a first date. We tell you guys how to go ahead and get sex. We tell you guys how to vet a girl to be a main chick. We tell you guys how to be attractive on dating apps.
Dude.
We teach you guys this. We teach you guys, for all these bitch ass motherfuckers, Meyer and Fresh date sugar babies and trick. You fucking retarded pieces of shit. We've been talking about using sugar sites since fucking 2019. You fucking idiots.
It's a tool.
We've been telling y'all this for years. Oh, yeah, y'all date sugar babies and her tricks. You fucking morons. We've told you guys since the beginning, use sugar sites, because girls, right, they're more interested in how you meet them, right, versus actually meeting them and meeting them under a different pretense a lot of the times, where you have more implied value will help you significantly. But the fucking haters don't want to acknowledge that.
I want to add one more point here as well. When we date these girls, right, guys, we understand the whole game, how it works. So us being finesse is almost impossible, because we know what's happening. If you do it the same thing without the experience, what's going to happen is you might get played. So we're just saying, look, we know the game. We've been in for quite some time. So we know how to run the game to make it work for us. And we don't pay for shit, which is very legendary for
us. It's incredible how people will say that dumb shit. I'm like, what? Like, literally. Some bitch came on the show. Y'all saw with your own two eyes.
Yeah.
You tried to get me to be a sugar baby. And I was like, and you didn't even pay me. And I was like, I know.
$10K. Yeah. You gotta pay me.
And she said it right there. I don't pay bitches. And I was like, thank you. Yeah, I don't.
For what?
You know? But we told you guys, we've been very open and transparent with you guys about using sugar sites, using Tinder, using Bumble, getting on every single dating app, and making sure that you're, you know, we've done full-on podcasts about how to set up dates, right? How to go from, like, sourcing all the way to closing.
We have a Zoom call called First Date Blueprint. You follow that process, bro, you're getting laid. Promise you.
Like, it's crazy. I remember, we pulled out fucking drawing boards here. How to get laid, step by step. Talking about from identifying lead sources to getting messages, setting up dates, closing, how to set up your place so that you could close, all that shit. We give you guys the sauce for free too.
Yeah, but we can't do that if you don't know how the game works. And we're in the game right now. Versus Ben, it's been 20 years, bro. Sorry to say, you don't know what's happening. Sorry.
He gave some advice one time. Like, I just go up to them and say, hey, let's get a coffee sometime and take it from there. Okay, I guess that might work.
You
here
are
and there,
Ben Shapiro, like, yeah, bro.
Like, bro. But the average guy, it's not going to work.
Unless
like that.
You get one out of 10. Bro, the average guy, come on, man.
Bro.
So, it's what it is, man. It is what it is. Uncle Luke's 980 says, so Fresh and Myron, what advice would you give these guys, these young guys, who watch you how to find a woman to marry with a low body count? Since most relationships in the U.S. end up in flames, where should they look? Honestly, bro, friends of friends, family is very good as well.
Yeah.
Or if you're not sure as well, do a hobby that you love to do. For example, I like playing tennis. I like reading books. Barnes & Nobles, playing tennis. That's a good background to follow.
Yeah, and honestly, guys, I mean, you can find your next wife at a fucking strip club, honestly. Who knows? But, yeah. Like, the point I'm trying to say is that don't put so much precedence on where you meet her. Put importance on how she behaves. That's a good point. She's for the streets.
When you meet her, it's an interview, basically.
Yeah.
Is she good for me or not? And if she's not, then it's what it is. But once you know that, for a matter of fact, rather than saying, oh, hopefully she likes me. No. Is she good for you? That's what's important.
Yep.
So,
yep. Like, I need you guys to operate from you are the employer, she is the employee.
And
a
also,
lot of you guys are just like, oh, I'm the employee, she's the employer. Let me qualify to her. No, she's got to qualify to you.
And also, she might be good, but she's going to follow your lead, follow what you want to do. If not, then what's the point?
Streets.
Yeah, bro.
She belongs to the streets.
You could have a girl
Girls don't want to follow your lead, fucking truck, bro.
Yeah, dude, you could have a stripper, OnlyFans girl that wants to follow your lead, bro, and you're not taking it serious, it's fine. But my thing is, like, at the end of the day, she has to follow your lead no matter what.
Yep.
So, all right, Mindset's Bite says, the girls that seem the sweetest up front are always the worst. I met a sweetheart, brought her back, and girl had 2-inch tatas. Who been pulling on them things, girl? Side piece only. What the hell?
All right.
Jimmy.
King Jimmy goes, met up with a chick off of Hinge for a few dates, smashed, and then she ghosted. Saw her out one weekend when I was on another date. The girl was out with one of her friends. Salute. Love what y'all do. Yeah, bro. Like, I mean, yo.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
If you can smash the chick and she won't hit you up after that at all.
Yep.
Bro, she for the streets, dog.
Yeah. That's see, again, this is why I'm telling you guys that we're willing to tell you guys shit that other people aren't. I've said this before on a million podcasts. If you fuck a girl, right? And she doesn't contact you back, 9 out of 10 times she's a whore. And that shit went viral with all the dumb hoes in the comments say, your sex game must have sucked. Small dick. And I'm like, you fucking dumbass bitches. The reason why I say that is because when a girl, right, has sex with you and is willing to not contact you again after y'all fuck, 9 out of 10 times, she's desensitized to sex.
And also, back then, sex meant something more than what it means today.
Yep.
Today it's more like a transaction. You come, I come, hopefully, and then, hey, I might get benefit later on. So that being said, in that interaction right there in the hole, she's had a fun time with you and she's dipping to the next guy. So that's a red flag right there, bro.
Or even if she didn't have fun with you, the fact that she fucked you in the first place and she's not willing to follow up and get something out of that.
A return?
Tells you that she's a whore.
Yeah, because
she's willing to go. Remember what I told y'all niggas about the tape? Okay. The more time tape has been peeled off of a surface, the less sticky it is.
Damn, bro. Tough.
Let that sink in.
Tough.
The more times you take a piece of tape, okay, and rip it off, the less adhesive it is. So if a chick is willing to walk away after y'all had sex, right, and not hit you up or nothing, it ghosts you, she's a whore. Sorry. Women are supposed to typically value sex, even if the sex wasn't that good, right? If she doesn't hit you up, that tells you a lot about her, bro.
Red flag, bro.
Streets.
Leets, ors, 1-7. Apologies if already covered. Mitch Shapiro lives in Miami. Please reach out to him for a one-on-one convo. If anything, he'll be better informed. I think he would be open to having a good faith discussion.
Yeah, we definitely
can. We're down.
We definitely can.
Yeah.
A lot of that ranting and yelling wasn't really at Ben. It was for you guys to not be simps.
It's the mindset, that's all.
You guys got to get in a better mindset.
Yeah.
Street intellect, $20. That's what's crazy is I'm on these dating apps and I'm starting to notice there's a lot of 32-year-old women looking for kids, monogamy, and relationship with a purpose on their profile. They're trying to get babies in the fourth quarter. Yeah, bro.
That's funny.
And you know what that means. That means hell for her. But again, it's because they got indoctrinated by the Sex and the City lifestyle, thinking that they still deserve a top-tier guy when they're way past their prime. First super chat, how would you guys navigate dating slash dealing with a Muslim virgin who wants to wait till marriage? Well, I would make sure to do your research and see if she actually is a virgin, bro. Again, that's what girls do. Women are purity salesmen. You got to make sure that you vet that shit.
Bro, fuck that. Is that what you want, bro? Because my thing is like, that's what she wants. What do you want as a man? If that's your program, that's what you want to do, fine. But if that's what she wants, bro, you're following her
fuck
program.
That shit. Hell no.
Get what you want, bro.
Yep. Yeah, get what you want, bro.
Yeah.
Another thing, too.
She can wait.
With
she can
Islamic
wait.
Marriage, you could get married in a masjid, and it's kind of just a formality. Boom.
Done. Okay, so just.
So, yeah, so it can be done very quickly.
Cool.
But, I mean, yeah, bro. In general, like, don't fall for that shit. A lot of these, I hate to say it, man, a lot of these Muslim girls are very.
Haram!
And they may say they're virgin, but not the asshole. Just saying, bro. There are
sodomites.
Yeah.
So who's up next?
Owning Tulip.
Owning Tulip. Appreciate that. Dimitri Turner goes, why don't women don't understand. The average guy ain't going for no 304 energy. LOL, bro. I wish my wife would. Also, any dude paying for OF, you a bum. Bro, the reason why girls don't understand it, yo, look, guys, we got 11,000 y'all in here, right? Do you guys understand that men that think like us are a minority? Let that sink in. Men that think like us are a minority. Why do you think guys like us, Andrew Tate, etc., blew up? Because there was a void in the market where guys didn't understand what the fuck is going on with women.
Yeah.
The reason why we exploded is because there was a demand for men to understand what the fuck is going on. But the reality is the message hasn't spread far out enough yet. Guys, for every one or two guys that's aware of this type of knowledge, there's 300 that are simps.
Yeah. 100%. And to add to your point as well of you saying guys paying for OnlyFans, someone brought this up recently, right? They were like, yo, bro, I'll pay for OnlyFans because I want to see her naked. I'm like, what? Dude, just take on a date and then smash. He's like, no, bro. Like, I just want to see her naked. I'm like, why pay for it? Same mentality, bro. It's scary.
You stupid.
It's really scary.
Tim Pool was just mentioning you guys versus Ben Shapiro. Was he?
Oh, cool.
Send the clip, guys.
Shout out to him, man.
Onika Tulip, y'all have opened my eyes. 23, fat, used to play games and didn't care about girls. Now I go to the gym, work two jobs with my hustle, and now working on my social game and stat and masculinity. Stay real, FNF. God bless y'all. Yo, I appreciate it, bro. Like I said,
shout out to you, man.
We want to have those tough discussions and say the things that need to be said so that you guys get it through your fucking heads that a lot of these girls are sluts. Yes, I fucking said it. A lot of them are
and
sluts.
Look, you can have fun with them. You could date them even, but don't wipe them up.
That's all we're saying.
Have fun, but do it with intent. You're not going to wipe
them up. Have fun. Don't be dumb with these whores.
There you go.
All right, man. I'm telling you guys, man, there's nothing I hate more than seeing a guy get famoosed by a chick that's trying to sell purity and his dumbass wasn't able to see the better.
Yeah.
Don't live your life as an ostrich, head stuck in the sand. Facts.
True. Very true.
But a lot of guys just want to keep their head in the sand. Big ups for the respect you gave Ben, regardless of disagreement. At Fresh, how do I find where to get into the CEO network?
Guys, it is closed right now, but due to the popular demand, I'm going to reopen it in May.
All right. Masked Man 712. W Show, the biggest problem in the West is the media. Channels like y'all are the future, while the rest of the mainstream outlets purport outrage, consumerism, and hyper-degeneracy. Keep up the great work and speaking the truth. Mm. Yeah, bro, we're Shadow Ben. I've accepted this a long time ago. 100%. I knew this once we were... we're doing interviews with Tate.
But
we're shadow banned.
To be fair, we hit our goal of a million. So we did what we needed to do.
Even though we're shadow banned. I mean, think about this. I want y'all to put this in perspective. We got 11,000 y'all watching. L3 podcast will have like 20-30K watching.
Mm.
And they talk about a bunch of fucking nonsense over there.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that should tell you guys, right, that people would rather watch morons all day talk about a bunch of bullshit and drama than give y'all the real sauce of what the fuck is really going on.
Sponsors, audience, that's what they want to see.
Yeah,
sadly,
they
want to
see that shit. So it is what it is. Like I told y'all before, there's way more simps than guys that are aware of what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
Because over here, we tell you guys, yo, you got to do the work. Over there, they're like, why work out? Life is too short to work out. You know? Eat, then decline, if y'all know what I'm saying.
I think in reverse, if you don't work out, your life is short.
Facts.
Just saying.
It's a fucking moron, though.
So.
Right, but that's what people watch. They watch moronic content like Eat Then Decline, L3 Podcast, Lasan Fagabi. Because
it's easy. It can laugh and still be fat and ugly.
Asshole in reach.
Bruh.
You know what I mean? Lay back. Moist critical vagina. Like, they watch that bullshit. Which, by the way, speaking of which, some of y'all know, some of y'all don't know. You know, Sneeko been going back and forth with this guy, fucking Penguin, aka Moist Critical, the guy that was fucking talking shit about us, saying that Fresh's story is a lie.
Yeah.
Even though we disproved that, called the NBA player, and he still refuses to acknowledge that. And he said that, yo, it is true. That interview, guys, just so y'all know, was chopped and screwed. Moist Critical, what he did was he chopped it up and made Sneeko come out.
He
made it look a certain way. What he would do is he would chop parts out that Sneeko was making points and put things out of context, and he would add his own stupid commentary to go ahead and have the moral high ground and look like he was, you know, being open-minded and actually hearing him out, when in reality he wasn't.
But
he
we're going to post.
He screwed it so that he wouldn't make himself look stupid, because there was a lot of topics that he just quite frankly wasn't educated on that Sneeko schooled him, but he didn't put out the whole interview. So what we're going to do, we're going to give it to y'all tomorrow.
The raw.
We got the full fucking interview.
Yep.
We're going to put it out for you guys so you guys can go ahead and make an educated decision on your own. Okay, because I'm tired of these fucking reaction guys, right? Always chopping and screwing shit with jump cuts, edits, little quips here and there, etc. Like, it's easy for them to make content because they got hours and hours of our content, can clip it up, cut it up, make it seem a certain way, spin a certain narrative, and make it like, oh yeah, look at this, woo, and try to be funny. And it's like, bro, at the end of the day, y'all niggas don't add no value. Your channels suck. You guys have just been on longer, and this is what you guys do. Just chop and screw shit. You never show things in full context, but Sneeko actually did school him, but he didn't show that.
Yo, I'm going to say this, man. W in the chat, Sneeko. Because he defended me when, like, this was cap. And also, as well, just because you can't do what I do doesn't mean that's not true.
Crazy.
And we even called the NBA player. He told him, yeah, bro, this will happen. Is what it is.
And he even said it in that interview. He was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm totally okay with, like, admitting if I'm incorrect. Nigga, you are incorrect. Why didn't you fucking acknowledge it then?
Bruh.
We literally had Fresh call the NBA player, show the DMs. Yeah, that story is true.
But you know why? It makes him look bad.
Yeah.
Fake news.
You know, all these guys, oh, Fresh didn't have sex with those girls. No way you met an NBA player in Miami where all the celebrities actually hang out and all this other shit. Like, it's crazy how people don't see things. Just because it's not possible for you doesn't mean that it's not possible
for me. Or like, for
what,
him.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, man? Like, yo, it's great. Like, the fucking, this, again, we stand by Sneeko. We stand by the Tates. We're always going to defend our boys. So, yes, facts. We're going to put out the fucking full interview.
The full
because
thing.
Because Sneeko's banned everywhere. So, y'all can't get the full sauce.
But you will get it here.
But you guys will get it here. So, we're going to post it tomorrow for you guys while we're in Houston. And you guys can go ahead and make your own decision. But not surprisingly, he chopped and screwed it and added his own stupid-ass commentary in there. That's what these channels do. That's what I've realized. Here's the formula for reaction channels. Chop and screw content. Spin a narrative. Make it look like you got the morality high ground. Give some reaction. Try to give some stupid-ass lesson at the end. Be impartial so you can go ahead and make the next reaction video so you can flip-flop on what side you want to stand on so you can look like the moral superior. That's what all these fucking losers do.
And then
pay, so I don't respect none of you guys.
And then pay the editor to make it look funny.
Exactly. That's right there.
Yeah.
That's the reaction channel formula, guys.
Pretty
that's
much.
That's what the fuck these guys do. All of them. Same fucking bum-ass formula that they've been doing for years. They don't offer any value. They just talk shit about other people, etc. And 9 out of 10 times, y'all say, Marvel, we are making fun of them right now. They shot first. We never mentioned none of these fucking guys.
We showed love, actually.
We showed them love. And some of them betrayed us.
So.
Fucking snakes.
YouTube clout, man.
Yeah, man. Do anything for AdSense, bro.
Call it's me crazy. Tag. Don't be a simp. Like and share the podcast. FNF, the only podcast bringing reality to the clown world we live in. Dudes are here self-leading over this. Big W, Myron cooking tonight. It's time for Fresh and Fit. Shout out to you, man.
Thank Johnny you, Bravo. Friend.
Where's the first date blueprint at? Oh, you want
to
bring it up?
Yeah, we'll have to open it up for you guys. It's close. Like, guys, another thing, too, you guys will notice that, like, we don't really try to sell courses and stuff like that.
Yeah. We could, but.
We could, bro. Nah. But I like giving y'all free sauce, man. We prefer to give you guys a lot of free value versus always trying to push a course down your throat. Pause. So, yeah.
Ow!
Where's the first date? Okay, where's the next one?
Tricker.
Assalamu alaikum. When I speak to girls, simps are the one saying I'm being misogynistic. Most women find me intriguing. Funny way simps show their dislike. Big up to you, Fresh and Fit. Keep up the great content and education. Yeah, guys, that's a mating strategy from a lot of guys. Where if they see a guy that is higher value than them or more aware of what the fuck is going on, they try to bring him down and shame him.
Yeah.
Type of feminine behavior. Which if y'all look, actually a lot of the reaction channels do that bullshit.
All the time.
Yeah.
And
look at these toxic alpha males.
Andrew.
Oh, he goes, it's tragic that in a society where we say actions speak louder than words, that women's abhorrent actions go unchecked, but men's words about these women actions get demonized. Myron, most of these women don't deserve less. They deserve nothing. I remember reading that from before. But he's speaking facts, though. And then last three here. Michael Parker, can you guys please upload After Hours with Tate on Rumble? Yes.
Yes.
So, Mo's actually taking care of that. We will start uploading those on Rumble for you guys.
Once a week.
Yeah, we'll drop an episode, one episode for y'all a week. So we'll drop an episode for you guys this week.
In Houston, yeah.
While we're in Houston. Monarchist one. If a girl can reject men like nothing, so when she cheats, she did it for a reason. Shout out to guys. I'm in Saipan. Okay.
Shout out to you, bro.
And then Fresh, my brother, preach it.
Thanks, bro.
Love, man. And guys, anything else?
We got a show coming up with some girls right now, actually, and we'll be tomorrow in Houston. So, you know, any collabs you guys want to do, hit us up. We're in Houston tomorrow.
Yeah, any Houston-based YouTubers, hit us up. Yeah, we're gonna be out there, guys. Don't forget to like the video.
And Ben Shapiro, channel. Come have a debate with us.
Yeah,
bro.
I'd happy to have a discussion.
Yeah,
with Ben. Obviously, a lot of this yelling and me losing my voice was so that you guys get the fucking point that getting married in today's day and age is unacceptable for most of you guys. And quite frankly, you got to have your shit together. And most of these girls don't deserve a marriage in the first place.
I saw someone in the chat said, "Oh my God, the girl from the other night."
Get the book, guys. Why Women Deserve Less, in stores right now, by the way, as well. And we're gonna be back with some lovely ladies. And damn. Oh, and then the video. We'll drop tomorrow for you guys with Sneeko and Moist Critical's debate in full context so that you guys can actually see what the hell happened. And
that's it.
What time, Mo, what time we're going to do the nighttime show?
Probably 10:15.
So guys, we'll be back in about an hour. Guys, there's 11,000 y'all in here right now, by the way. Do me a quick favor, guys. I know this video is going to get shadow banned. Probably might get demonetized because I did a lot of screaming and yelling.
But share it.
So do me a favor. Like this video. Share it with a friend. If y'all could get this video 10,000 likes, I would really appreciate it, man. And yeah, tag Ben Shapiro. Tell him that Fresh and Fit is happy to do a debate and have a discussion with him, whether it's here or on his platform.
And of course, respectfully.
Yeah. But when it comes to intersexual dynamics and dating in the modern day world, quite frankly, he's wrong. He's just straight up incorrect. So it is what it is. Love you guys. Catch you guys in the next one. Like the video. We'll be back here in about an hour and a half.
Peace. I run so far.